I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the podcast, James and Flav for now. My name's James, this is Flav.
I got lost.
We are James and Flav.
Got lost. Sorry, was that a bit?
I don't know what it was.
James and Flav. Why did you put your name first?
It felt right.
Alphabetically, that's how you should do it. Podcast.
I had to check on my mind for a second there.
When we list the people. It's fine, I think James and Flav scans better.
Scans better.
It's like, you know,
In my head I want to say Flav and James.
Why?
I think it's because I'm humble.
If this is a gay relationship, would you be the bottom?
Do you know what? It's funny you asked that, because that was someone wrote that. So lots to go through. We have comments now. Thank goodness.
If anyone out there can answer this question, in a gay relationship, how do they know? No, a gay one night stand, two men, and they're about to go at it.
They just know. No, honestly.
It's a second.
It's like, well, it's not gaydar, that's different.
They can sense it.
It's a bumdar. I don't know what it is.
Because that always confused me about Brokeback Mountain.
They just knew, didn't they? they just knew.
What's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal. He went straight down the
floor. Yeah, I think that was written in the script. do you think there was? Do you think there was some sort of standoff between the two where they go, well, I'm not.
It's not going in my bum.
Yeah. So the director goes, right, guys.
It's got to get money or bums. It's sorted out.
Or he just presumed. He presumed and went, Jake, obviously, you're... Someone did ask us actually on tweets, will you just have sex and vlog it? Me and you.
We did share this bed just for a day in your bedroom. We shared that bed once, didn't we?
We did. I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember it.
Wasn't that bad?
Anyway,
you don't remember me sleeping in that bed?
No. Yeah, I just want to leave. So before we started recording, messy start, guys. Apologies. Before we started recording, you said, pointed at it, and I thought you were just doing the gag of like, that's where the magic happens.
No.
But actually, you were saying that's where we share the bed. But I don't remember that. When was it then? Was it? Was it before?
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to remember? you were the bottom. Yeah, I remember that. It's all coming out, obviously.
You don't remember I slept in that bed and you slept in the bed as well? It wasn't like that. It wasn't actual...
Where were we going? Was it before Panorama?
We went somewhere.
Before Russia?
That's where it is. When we drove to Russia.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Have they all seen that?
They can do.
They should.
It's available on the Bull Street channel. Mm-hmm. Our previous employers. Anyway, lots of comments. We're going to talk about football. We're also going to talk about some of the bits that we're trying to get off the ground here.
The people like, want football?
Yeah, they wanted half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah.
It's a lot of football.
Is that more than you want to divulge in? It's other teams, isn't it? You get to talk about other teams.
I'll talk about Arsenal.
We will talk about Arsenal and their goal kick woes.
Shambles.
The nicest thing from last week's podcast was one got over 5,000 views.
That's good. That was my prediction.
That was your own.
It's 12, isn't it? 12?
It's nearly on 15.
That's one of your... What?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's one of your biggest videos.
That's not true. Not even my biggest video this week.
So, isn't it? What did you do this week?
Well, ranking videos, they're doing well. You'd be good on that.
What is that?
Like tier lists, you basically have, we have five different criterias, and then we go through, say, Premier League captains or things like that.
Ah, because that is a good, yeah, that's a good device for engagement.
Do you know what, actually, got a lot of heat in the latest one.
No one's going to agree with you, are they? Anyone's going to go for their own captain.
True. So what we had was with the captain one.
Unless your captain is Socrates. Is he the captain?
Well, so Arsenal had a five-person leadership team. But
is that a real thing?
Yeah, but Ramsey was in it. Monreal is in it. He's gone. He's on loan. He's gone somewhere else, yeah. Someone else is in it. Oh, Koscielny, isn't it?
Starting to see
tricky, isn't it? Tricky. So then there was two left. Do you want to guess?
Bellerin?
No. Future captain.
Future captain, not in the leadership.
Not currently in the leadership team. It was Xhaka, who is the current captain. He's captain in the North London Derby, isn't he? Gave away the penalty. Did you not watch it?
I watched it, but I didn't notice who was captain. I can't. You know, I try and close my eyes every time they got the ball.
Right. Do you have someone like Bayou just giving you the tap?
Yeah, yeah,
you can watch it back. Wow, that's weird. And Ozil, of course, in the lead.
Who made this leadership?
Emery. Emery decided on it in the end. So they had that fight, yeah. So I put Xhaka in there because he was the current captain, and he was vice captain at best. The one I got the most heat for was Jordan Henderson, who I... So we had vice-captain at best, age before leadership, which is what Lloris was. Basically, he's the oldest bloke, so he just gave him the captainship. He's not actually a leader.
That's true. Nonsense.
Absolutely true.
Absolute nonsense.
Right, leave a comment on the video and I'll get back to you. And then there's... he's he's leading, but can he lead? Which is a twist on he's good, but is he good?
Yeah.
Which on the other ones. He's a leader. and captain leader legend. And Henderson...
Would that be like Terry?
So yeah, exactly. So like Wes Morgan was in there, Noble made it in there. And the two lads I was doing it with, Craig and Thogden, they were saying that Henderson was captain leader legend. I disagreed. I think he's a leader, but I don't think he is a captain leader legend because I wouldn't put him in my top five Liverpool captains of all time, which I think you need to be in if you want to be a captain leader legend in my book.
I think you're right, but he's definitely a leader.
Yeah, that's what I put.
And he's definitely, was it captain leader legend?
Yeah.
Does he have to be a legend as well?
Yeah, you've got to be all three. It's a high tier.
What was the discussion we were having last year when Mukola said he's the worst Liverpool captain ever or something?
He will be the worst Liverpool captain ever to win the Champions League. If they won the Champions League, which they went on to do.
He loves a good wind-up. Yeah, Adam McCullough on Twitter, saw a lovely tweet he did. He said, do you remember the day when Arsenal went crazy signing Luiz just because he had the same hair as Guendouzi?
That, yeah, we will definitely get onto Arsenal. So comments-wise, lots of lovely comments, and I'm going to litter loads of them, obviously, throughout the podcast.
How many comments did we get?
In total? I don't know.
You know.
I don't know the exact amount, but it was a lot. I don't know approximately. But we got loads of different names, new names for the pod, so we can run through them at the end of the podcast. So
then you'll have to spend like 20 minutes doing a new thing.
Well, then we...
How long did it take?
What, going through?
The titles.
Well, there's quite a few, yeah.
And no, I left a few the out. Title, the new intro.
Oh, I see, doing the new intro. Oh, yeah, hours.
Hours?
Yeah.
20 minute job.
It's my sister went, look like you filmed it.
It does look like you filmed it. Is that your sister's input?
Yeah.
So do you go to your family and sister for feedback and stuff?
No, she's just supportive.
Well, it's not. I'm not having a go. That's a nice thing. Why are you getting defensive?
I'm not being defensive. No, she just said, oh, I love the intro thing. Rory reached out as well.
Did he?
Said he loved the pod intro, which Jerry suggests he didn't listen to the whole thing. But the important thing was the love was there.
Anyone else from We Know?
No.
Although there was some Tambi watched it. Big dog. What a dog. Yeah. You remember we used to work with him. Cancelled, didn't he?
Yeah, done.
Done and dusted.
Anyway, lots of lovely comments. But some, were they too much? were they too gushing? Because I know you're a good barometer for that.
Barometer for bullshit.
Yeah. So throughout the podcast, I was wondering if I could just, like, I'll just throw a few to you every now and then, and again, and you can go too much or not too much.
Okay.
Understood?
Yeah.
For example, hi everyone, said this. Mrs. was gagging for it. She's been put on hold for 1 hour 23. Hashtag is family trust.
That's a belter.
That's bang on the money,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's wicked. That is delicious.
Ryan Williams, I feel like the father who walked out on me has just come home. It's on the line, isn't it? Ethan Hopfer, imagine the elation I felt when I saw this video pop up in my feed. Imagine the horror when I had to hide the massive erection I got while at work. Great to see the lads back together. All is right with the world again.
This is madness.
I'll do two more because there are so many that we
don't hide everywhere. Your erection is what I'd say.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Write on it with a Sharpie going, James and Flav. For now. You can get to the end.
Yeah.
But right. Then it look like you've... It doesn't matter. Dom Juan said, this genuinely feels better than when I met my dad for the first time on my 16th birthday. You two are the fathers to me that my father could never be.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for that.
Well, good news, because we'll be giving you an opportunity to give us money soon.
That's a new bit at the end. I've actually written down, how can we make some money out of this?
Yeah, because we haven't got jobs.
Yeah, well,
we are.
I only work 2 days a week.
Oh, you've got a job. I'm unemployed.
Well,
I'm
you're an entrepreneur.
I'm self-employed.
You're an entrepreneur. Are you? But you consider yourself that?
Yeah.
You would. Okay. Let's talk about the weekend's football then, if we can. Let's talk about Arsenal. Here's a couple of comments. Another Nick sub. He wanted us to talk about the new rule for goal kicks. Will it harm teams more than help them? Will teams learn from Arsenal's numerous mistakes? And please, John, please sort of back that up with. And yeah, I thought you'd like this. If Arsenal lose and there's no fans there to see it, are they still in crisis? Harsh, I'm not digging out Arsenal, but I thought that was good. It's a draw, though, isn't it? It's just a draw. Relax.
Did you watch the game?
I've seen the highlights on match today.
I turned off the cricket. I turned off the Ashes because I heard Watford are on top. Bearing in mind, I've invested I've invested 25 days of my summer watching this Ashes.
Have tournament. You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Love your cricket, though, yeah.
I love it.
Happy with the bowling, happy with the seam?
Yeah. No, see, swung a little bit.
Yeah, did nip in.
And silly mid-off was all over the place.
Yeah. They got started on Googling.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Gully. Bollocks. You turned that off to watch Arsenal?
Yeah, because I heard the WhatsApp was pinging and saying Watford are absolutely slapping Arsenal's arse at the moment. So I switched it off. I missed the final 3 wickets of the entire Ashes. To watch.
That's amazing that you're living in a world where you're alerted when things are difficult for Arsenal.
No, so yeah,
it's weird. That's a weird life.
No, this is a constant conversation that's happening on WhatsApp when Arsenal playing. If
there's
winning,
a toddler upstairs, can I just say this is doing my nutting?
Yeah, and I might be a child killer by the end of this podcast.
Let's hope not.
And the other fucking strangling.
Yeah, just don't say. It's us, it's me from 25 or 27 or somewhere else where I live.
If Arsenal are playing and no one's saying anything, you know they're winning. If it gets to about 80 minutes and they're drawing, we might get a couple of texts saying hello boys.
Well, because they were 2-0 up and I was thinking, because I look at the results so much more in real time now because of the FBL show, because I'm actually, in previous years, I've always been quick to kind of... I've been a casual FPL player. And now it's my job to try and have some kind of respectable scoreline. So yeah. I feel obliged to get on board with it all. So I'm keeping an eye on like who's scoring, who's
How
not scoring.
How are you doing in the FPL?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. In the... there's nothing more boring than people talking about their own leagues. But in my leagues, I'm third in one, second in another. And then in the FBL FYI League, which you can join, I'm like 2,000 and something.
Yeah, but that's fair enough. No, last year when you played your wild card in like the second week.
Which time? Yeah. Well, I'm actually thinking of playing my wild card this week.
And then you kept trading players out and costing yourself loads of points.
That was me and FPL in a 40-minute section, basically. I did a 40-minute live stream going, well, no, but guys, all decide on who I'm going to put in here.
You did a live stream, and by the end, you didn't know what you
were going to do. This is so funny, because I was in,
explain the format very quickly, because this is funny.
Basically, I was like, I did a series on FPL on my channel, which is now unlisted, because I didn't want the actual Premier League seeing it.
Of course.
Not because of anything bad, because I was bad at it.
Yeah.
But now they know that that's my part of my charm. But I went, should I play my wild card? And then I went through a whole team making all the changes, and I was onto the last change, and I was like, well, I need... I was like, well, say yes now in the stream, or say no, and no one's doing it. And so I then just panicked and just went, I'm just going to leave it.
The thing is that you see how exhausted you was by the end and just completely frazzled. Your brain, like, you've got a degree and this is what defeated you.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, the episodes now, they're so funny to watch back afterwards.
Mm.
Tammy Abraham, he's rubbish. You know what I'm saying? Pookie. I can't see Norwich getting anything. They go and beat Man City. It's insane.
Did he score again then?
Yeah, he scored and he assisted, and I'd gone no, like week one, no, week two, no, this isn't that, three, no, God, he really is doing week four, right, I'm bringing him in, West Ham at home, he's going to get some goals here, nothing. Then I went, oh, okay, international break, right, maybe that's the end of you now then, you got Man City as well, took him out, and he's fucking turned off. But anyway, that's part of the fun, isn't it?
You get generally stressed out by it.
I just struggle with these decisions. And do you know what?
It means nothing, Jim.
I know, but it means everything. Do you know what I mean? But Arsenal, Aubameyang is a great pick to have because he's so clinical.
Excuse me, sorry.
Because it's that, like, seven goals from his last nine shots.
Yeah, he's really good.
His first goal was really, really good.
I didn't see that.
But he's just been let down. Well, let down by... So, with the goal kick thing, right? So, what's happening now is... And it's exacerbated because it's Arsenal and they've had Mustafi in the past and other centre-backs, Stepanovs, centre-backs in the past that have, like, been bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, David Luiz and Socrates are now becoming a laughing stock.
Well,
but the bulk of it's down to the goal kicks.
Yes, if they just pumped it long, they would avoid a lot of problems. But everybody's doing it. Like, they can't be the kid at school with not the right trainers on. Do you know what I mean?
True. QPR are on
Dunlop.
Fire, by the way.
And they're in Dunlop, aren't they? Because they're just smacking it long all the time.
No, we're not. That's the thing.
What, is it a little bit, mate? Is it some list, Jim?
Mate, it is.
Is it?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Do you want it? I tell you what, you're not having a pig over there, and then we're going to play short stuff again. We are good.
Did you win again?
What, I tell you what, the first 30 minutes, all QBR fans will testament to this. Help me out in the comments. Loads of them. They will, yeah, we were, it was probably, this might be a bit bigger, it was probably the best first 30 minutes I've ever seen from a QBR side.
Really? Who's like
Luton. That's bad.
They're not doing horrendously.
No, they won two on the bounce. Yeah. We'd won two on the bounce. And
so what was the score?
So we were 3-0 up, and then we kind of did an Arsenal. We're just passing it all the time.
Mm.
Never really hits it long. But anyway, our goalkeeper, Joe Lumley, who's had a few wobbles recently, he literally... He came out of his penalty box, about 35 yards out of his penalty box, went, yeah, I'll have it, yeah, gives it. And then went, do you want it? And just passed it to them. And they put it in. So then we had a bit of a wobble. We won 3-2 in the end. But the football was amazing. So
you must be top six now?
Well, yeah. I think we were like...
No, you haven't looked at the league table.
I haven't. Well, it's too early, isn't it? It's too early. Nah, we've won three on the spin.
When is...
I do know that Brentford are 18th.
they must.
Should we get it up? Let's get it.
Brewing, isn't it? Because they've got their old manager.
Someone tweeted me going a screenshot of the table, and he went, well chuffed. I was able to just fit both of you in.
do you know what about those pass backs? Sorry, the passing out. It's really scary from a fan's perspective to watching it. It's horrible.
My dad.
Yeah.
Is doing my head in. a little bit. Dad, if you're watching, whenever the goalkeeper gets the ball and it plays a short pass, which you know we're going to do now because it's Warburton's Blue and White Army,
yeah.
Don't go, stop going.
Is that the noise?
He's got worse and worse.
That's it.
How have you evolved as a football fan over the years? Have you because I used to be, I have to sing every song, otherwise I'm not doing my bit.
Yeah.
And then as I've got older, I've kind of gone,
can't be bothered that.
I'm all right. And I remember, you know that song's like, stand up if you love, whatever your team is.
Yeah.
Stand up if you love Rangers. Like, as a child, I was like, well, I've got to stand up. Because if I don't stand up, then it doesn't mean I love them.
Yes.
I remember my dad, I was like, Dad. And he went, I've been supporting this club for 50 years. I don't need to fucking stand up, all right? But yeah, he's like, he's kind of calmed down and now he's getting really tense again.
I've seen that in my dad.
Have you?
Yeah, he's more stressed about Spurs than ever. Like, you should act with maturity. And your dad's, you know, he's an intelligent man. He's done very well for himself. Three lovely children. Lovely wife.
Yes. Well, I mean, if those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
Your dad wins.
my dad's.
How many wives?
Divorced twice.
Yeah, but how many wives? How many wives he had?
He's three wives.
Yeah, he wins, doesn't he?
No.
My dad's only had one.
That's the win.
Still on the first one. he needs to hurry up, Dad.
Yeah, but with age, you'd find that they should have logic and be able to compartmentalise how meaningless football is. I mean, enjoy it for what it is. It's massively entertaining and it's a distraction from the horrors of being alive, right? Mm. But also, don't let it stress you out to the point where it ruins your weekend. And my dad, when we lose, I have to stay away from him for about 3 days. He's terrible. Everyone's got to go, Lawrence is not good enough. Is Pochettino the right manager? Is he for us? Yes, Dad. Who would you have him for? Get Jose in.
It's like, he's like, get Jose in.
Like, he's getting worse. He's getting worse and worse. I remember, when I was a kid, part of the reason why I can get over results fairly well most of the time, although the Palace one was really tough last week, not Palace, Newcastle. But was my dad would say, damn, there's another game next week, yeah? And I'd go, yeah, there is, Dad.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about this. We'll just get on with it. This is a part of football. You always say, this is what football is. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you're right. My dad, like, knocking the philosophy out of the park.
Really,
right?
Just giving up on that.
It really helped. He just fucking binned it all. We're shit. Sack him. Get rid of Levy. Let's get Arabin. That's what he wants. He wants an Arab in. Run our football club. I want to win something.
Let's sort this out.
Mike Ricky, you know.
Great guy.
Yeah. He's dad. He's dad. He's boycotting Tottenham at the moment.
What?
He's essentially got to a position where he's had enough. Right? Listen.
Right, go on.
It's because we didn't win the Champions final. That was our chance. We blew it.
Right, I'm done now.
I'm done with Spurs.
Wow.
He's got a season ticket. He's not into a game. He's done with it.
That's fascinating. The sort of
he's angry.
The toll of it, the emotional toll of a good thing. Got to Champions League.
A really positive thing.
Do you think it's a bit morbid? But right. Do you think there's an element of like. Just, running out of goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I remember.
I think that about World Cups. Like, because you only get one every 4 years.
So how many goes have you got?
I don't know. 10?
That's quite morbid, isn't it?
40 years? Yeah.
I remember giving my dad my Anderlecht ticket when we were in the Europa League in 2005 because I wasn't sure if he'd get another chance to see Spurs in Europe again.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
Turns out he did.
Many, many times.
Yeah. I think...
Do you ever see QPR in Europe?
The way we're playing at the moment? Yeah.
Do you think you're coming up?
We're already playing the continental style of football.
Do you think you're coming up?
Do you know what?
Have you drunk the Kool-Aid?
Something's happening. Something is going on down there. Hugo is a battering ram. Do you know what's the best bit about it all with QPR? We're playing two attacking midfielders. Vire is 8 and this guy called Ilias Chair. Both from our... youth team. They're keeping out Luke Amos. We've got Mark Pugh from Bournemouth.
Mm.
Like proper Premier League like players. And we've got two kids who are from our academy, like keeping them out.
That is good. That's a good feeling.
That is decent.
It's a good sight. And Loftus Road 4 every week?
Do you know, that is the other thing. They're coming back. Like, they are coming back.
Do you look at those supporters with a little bit of disdain?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Like,
where were you when we were shit?
Mate, we've spoken about it a million times. Humiliation points are par for the course.
Yeah, you need to work for your the glory.
Yeah. It's like...
Because when you get it, that feeling is incredible.
Yeah. And those who just jump in, it's like liposuction.
Mm.
You know, you see if it's gone...
Yeah. But they do look great, so...
They do look great, but their eating habits will never change, you know? And that's the big difference. Anyway, too much? Jake Moddy says, you made the world whole again, lads. In regards to the podcast. Too much?
But don't you think that they too much, yeah, obviously. But don't you think that they are doing it, like they're going overboard because it's funny?
Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
So we're not going to give our audience the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely not.
We're going to even praise them or mock them off.
Or are they? Okay, so that one maybe.
Mm.
Rob Guevara, brilliant. Screamed yes from the loo. And the missus thought I came. Joke's on her. I saw the dynamic duo back again. Everyone's always on their phone on the toilet, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you feel weird if you go to the toilet without it? If it's a sit down.
I'm not one of these people that sit on the toilet for hours anyway. Just get it out.
Oh, really? Quick
fire. Yeah, don't read on the toilet.
Oh, right. No. Oh, we never really got to the bottom of Arsenal.
Yeah,
I just say
the bottom is they're top loaded massively. They spent so much money on their front line. They didn't address their defensive issues at all. This is the entire fault of Unai Emery. Every defensive error is Unai Emery's fault. Every single error that by his players is his fault because he's getting them to play in a style that they're not equipped to play. Luiz is fine on the ball. At short range, he's less likely to make a mistake than Socrates.
And if he's got protect, like he had Matic and Kante in front of him, didn't he, at Chelsea? Like he didn't make that many mistakes.
No, he's an awful defender. I'm just saying, if you give him the ball short, that it'll be fine because that's the one thing he does well. But yeah. As a defender, he was a joke at Chelsea.
But he was protected.
He was protected by the best set defensive midfielder, or one of in Europe.
Yeah. So
and Matic.
The thing for me is. So people going, like Graham Souness was saying, how there needs to be leaders on the pitch. You are going, this isn't working.
They've got leaders.
This isn't working. Just whack it. I don't think that's true. I think the manager says, I want to play this way.
Yeah.
And if you want to change that mid-game, the manager can shout and go, this ain't working, is it?
Yeah.
Just do it long.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. The big problem, and it's been a big problem at Arsenal for ages, be it in players who are attacking or players who are supposedly want to be a bit more of a defensive player, they have all these hybrids. Guendouzi is the guy who, he could come and get it, he can do that, but actually, like in the North London Derby, he's better a little bit further forward where he can play that sort of winning pass.
Yeah.
Xhaka, is he... Is he a defensive midfielder? Or is he a box-to-box midfielder? Or is he what is he?
Is he a footballer?
Is he a leader?
Should he be on the pitch?
So
like, can find me a single Arsenal fan that rates him.
I'd love to find
a single person out there that rates Xhaka.
Well, and then Torreira, is he a box-to-box midfielder or is he a defensive midfielder? Or is he? And if he's defensive midfielder, can he come and get it? It seems like he can't because you have Guendouzi doing the same kind of thing.
Is he a child?
Is yeah.
He's tiny.
Was he? Is he in a remake of Honey I Shrunk the Kids? I don't know. But that's the thing for me. Like, so even with a Man United, you go, or even I watched West Ham Villa. You had Lanzini, Declan Rice, and Noble. You know, Declan Rice sits there. Noble will come and get it generally. Or be that guy in between.
Harry's.
And Lanzini's the guy further forward. Or like most, they need to understand their role so they don't have to think about it so much.
Yeah, I agree. And there may be some Arsenal fans out there going, you know, it's only five games. You know, you're judging them too quickly. But can I come back at them with something?
I'm sure you will.
Do you remember the worst ever Premier League side?
Derby County,
right?
16 points.
In the first five games, they conceded 82 shots on target. Sorry, 82 shots. How many did Arsenal concede over the last five games?
I don't know.
96.
Wow.
Worse than the worst team in Derby. And that's systematic errors. That's a problem with how they're set up and their stuff.
Yeah, it's also a couple of players missing, Bellerin and Tierney, maybe.
God, they're going to make a massive difference. Tierney isn't even a defensive centre-back. He's a wing-back. Left-back.
He's been...
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Better going forward.
Well, some people say he's been playing, you know, Scottish Premier League is the equivalent of the Championship. People say that.
Or League One.
Anyway.
You've got two but, Rangers and Celtic would probably get out of the Championship, maybe. Maybe. It's not guaranteed. The rest of them...
That's always a difficult one, because you know that once they were in that league and had more money, they would do more. They would attract better players and all those things would change. That's why, like, you know, people would Celtic make it in the Premier League. Like, of course they would. Because they're huge. And they'd have more money. Like, if you pick up that squad and put it in, that's different.
Yeah. But don't just... You're fucking my point up with facts.
Sorry. What is your fact?
Is that Tierney was playing in a Farmers League.
Yeah. And I'm half Scottish. I understand. Still football. Still allowed to enjoy it. I'll remember that. That's important. That is important.
You've had to develop that mentality, haven't you?
Sorry? I've had to... Yeah. Yeah, true. But I also understand the worth of that mentality. And that's also valid. The thing I would say, if I was an Arsenal fan, right? Mm-hmm. It is annoying. They're like three... They are honestly three, four players off.
From what?
From really challenging.
For what?
League?
What do you mean? Three or four players? What?
Do you know what they don't have?
Those are four £60 million players.
But they don't have...
The money.
They don't have...
The ambition.
They don't have the dickheads. It's still the same thing. Like, they've been buying the wrong dickheads. They've been buying dickheads like Xhaka and who's the right back who they went, oh, brilliant, we've got him on a free, but he's a bit of a dickhead, so he'll be useful. He's Austrian or something. Leistner.
I'm thinking. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, him. Some people like
him.
What is his name? What is his
fucking... Lichtensteiner.
Yeah. But then, like, Man City have Fernandinho. Spurs, you've got Ali's a bit of a knob, isn't he?
Yeah, like, got Ali.
Dyer's a knob. Two centre backs are like, you don't have to worry about them.
Lucas Moura's a racist.
You've got everything you need.
You need at least one racist to win the league. John Terry. Roy Keane, definitely up there in the racist stakes. Who else do you think's racist?
I don't want to get into that. That's bizarre.
Why?
My point is that
John Terry's an actual racist, though.
But every time they feel like they're getting somewhere, just go over that. So, every time they feel like they're getting somewhere, they just like they won't kick it long. Like, do you know what I mean? It's that simple stuff. The other thing that's the thing with the goal kick as well that I think is interesting is that people haven't figured it out yet. That actually, so there's the people think that the point of playing out from the back is that you make the pitch really big.
Mm.
But if you don't, you only make the pitch really big if you have people in every kind of section.
Yeah.
So the way Arsenal playing with these goal kicks, from my kind of my analysis of it, was that Watford were like, I'm not worried about this whole middle area because the forwards are really far, or on the halfway line, and then there was everyone else on the edge of the box. So actually, they made Arsenal made the pitch smaller because Watford weren't concerned with anything behind them. They were just concerned with that, you know, the penalty box area because Arsenal wouldn't play it long. The obvious pass throughout is just a little dink over that little line to that midfield area, which you've seen like a million times when we did it a lot last year. The goalkeeper plays that sort of three-quarter ping to almost the like the right back, who's a bit bigger, and goes and wins that header. You can do the exact same thing and play it to your midfielders, and then you are actually stretching the pitch.
So
the
why can't like the £6 million a year Unai Emery? What, you better email him or something because
I haven't got his email address.
He's struggling.
That's what confuses me with this. It's like you've got to be humble enough to kind of tweak it and change it. You can't just keep going, well, no, but I've been told to play it to Guendouzi.
But how do you master a tactic without experiencing it? You have to go through it.
But they've experienced it enough now.
Yeah, they were doing it last year with Petr Cech and goal.
yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Should we move on to up from Arsenal?
Yeah, let's move on from Arsenal. One thing that did pop in mind, and we're probably huge hypocrites here, is have you noticed that like Gary Neville and Carragher have been a bit harsher in terms of like, just sort of assassinating players and saying that they are just not good at football?
I don't know.
So like, So North London Derby, I watched that. So I was able to hear all the commentary. It's obviously different.
I saw Lee Dixon assassinating Arsenal at the weekend.
Did he?
Yeah, he was like...
Keown does it. Keown loves it as well.
They're from the old guard of Arsenal, aren't they? Where everything was done sensibly.
Yeah. I've heard a few things about Keown.
He said he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He said it's the most semi... It's like watching a semi-pro team defend.
He's fed up with it, isn't he? But Gary Neville, in previous years...
Fucking get my veins.
Gary Neville in previous years been quite level.
Yeah.
But do you know what, I swear since the back end of last season where he like blew his top at Man United, since then he's like Xhaka in that game, he was just on one. He was like, I mean, he did have a poor game, Xhaka. I know we've just said he's rubbish as well, but we're not in that position with that platform. Like, it should be a bit more...
Nor are we ex-pros. We don't really know what we're talking
yet.
About.
Yes. I've Captain Caffey though.
Huh?
I've Captain Caffey.
What are we talking about?
I'm saying Gary Neville basically in the last couple of weeks, Gary Neville said that Xhaka is terrible. And he said Otamendi is nowhere near good enough. Both of which I agree with, but I'm surprised that I feel like the pundits are going a bit more whole hog these days.
Do you think that it's with the advent of social media it's been around for ages, but do you think that they need to get the clips so they're encouraged to be more sensationalistic?
Maybe. I also saw that Gary Neville is at a point where he said recently, I'm not doing this for much longer. I'm running out of things to say. And I haven't been involved in the game enough to say anything new, which in a way is a slight dig at basically any other pundit who's still around. But he feels like it's getting to a point where I'm saying the same stuff again. So I think he's at a point where he's just like, I'm just going to say what I want now because I'm off in a bit.
I don't know why he does it.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to that point.
Why does Jamie Carragher turn up every fucking week? Sky Sports. Oh, shit. Can you talk about this?
I don't know.
I'm saying this. It's like, I mean, you literally can't fill your life with anything else.
Well, that is a dig at me because I would love to do that.
You haven't played football every single day for your entire life.
But then isn't that, he's got more of a valid reason than us, isn't he?
He's got a valid reason. I'm just saying, get a fucking life and do something interesting with yourself instead of talking about Watford versus Arsenal.
Yeah, okay.
Like, literally anything else you could do. This planet is incredible.
It is brilliant. Go, Shark news coming up.
Go and, I need my phone. Yeah. Go on a fucking...
Go for a drive. Put your window down, Jamie. What's the worst that could happen?
Span a fist!
Yes. No, I was just surprised by that. I think they're all getting... You'll notice it now. I swear they're all going to get a little bit harsher.
Yeah. Yeah. Carragher's the worst. Carragher's the worst.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Is he your least favourite?
Mo Salah, you little dancer, fuck off!
I love that line.
No, listen to me. Yeah. They're there to comment and call a game. They're not there to give their poxy opinion, like a biased opinion.
They're literally paid to... give their opinion.
Biased opinion.
But you're deciding it's biased.
He called one of his own...
That's not an opinion. That's a reaction. Very different.
Is this off?
Yeah, it's off. It's off.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you turn it off for me?
Oh no, just need the plug. No,
plug. Okay. If your missus, because she can check in on you at any time, won't she?
She can do. If she wants
is
to.
She's gonna wire it off.
I'll just go because we're doing a podcast. She total trust.
Wants you.
Total trust.
I can't believe you can't remember when we shared that with you. You just no recollection. You was tired though. You was tired.
Yeah, Belle was.
James sleeps like this.
I'm trying to get out of that. I'm trying to get out of that. How's that? Have you seen it? Can you see it?
No.
Getting a sleep line.
A crease, yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? That's why you're sleeping.
Because I've been going like that. It's true.
Tell him how you sleep.
Sleep on my front. Well, no, but I don't anymore. I'm trying to get around it now. It's really tell difficult. It's really difficult. Sleep. I slept on my front with no pants. I mean, like that, and then it pushes your head.
He would sleep like this.
It's not that. I don't get how funny it is.
Mate, no one has ever said that. You're the only person on the planet except cats. That's
it. There's a safety to it.
Let us know in the comments below if any of you go to bed and sleep on your front with your face on the pillow like this. Just let me know. If there is a single one of you out there, I'd be amazed. He thinks it's fucking normal. If it isn't normal, why are you trying to get out of it?
Well, because of the line. Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. So, like, if I couldn't look more like Harry Potter, I'm getting a fucking light in line of my head. It's a nightmare. I don't understand. Tom Dixon says this. This is too much. I don't understand how I can miss something. Miss something so much that it hurt. That's how much you miss this pod. Too much. Jackson HP, so excited I booted the cat over the garden fence. Can't wait for this.
Fuck cats.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Jason Houliston, I'm so glad my wife woke me up in the middle of the night with indigestion, 2 a.m. in Australia, so that I could catch this as it was uploaded. Feels like I've caught Santa with his hand in the bowl of cookies, glass of milk, half full.
Very good.
Do you remember last week? Actually, let's run through the other football bits and we're going to be less football-y after that. Brilliant.
Yeah, man.
Hope you're happy with our Arsenal analysis. Dom Phillips, I don't think you'll know anything about this, Flav, but I can answer it. Defence wise, Arsenal lack CBs, Chelsea lack quality, City have an injury crisis, Spurs have ageing centre backs, one of whom had the mystery at the season. Don't know what that means. Is there a chance people like Ben Godfrey and Tyrone Mings are snapped up by a top six club if their form continues?
Yes, Tyrone Mings at Tottenham at the end of the season, 100.
As a starter?
As an option.
Who are your backup centre back?
Sanchez, and he's better than Sanchez.
I like Sanchez.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
How much have you seen?
I've seen, look, he had a nightmare right back. Granted.
Yeah, but that's not his fault.
But otherwise, I think he's a good centre-back.
Raw.
Do you know what it was? I think it was
that. No trivia. Like cocaine straight from Bolivia. Yeah, he's raw. And how long can he be raw for?
That's a good point. How long can you be raw for? That's a great question.
22 is pretty, to be still be quite raw at 22. Like Dele Alli was raw at 19. Is no longer, you know, he's
I think centre back's different. You can be medium raw, rare, you can rare. Be, yeah, you can be medium rare until 24, and then you've really got to be, need to be well done by 26 tops.
I've developed a kind of mindset about Sanchez. That's my problem. I've developed an agenda against him, and it colours my opinion. And I can't talk about him objectively.
Why is that?
He's weak. He gets knocked off the ball consistently.
Sanchez?
Yeah.
I need to watch him again.
Is that alright?
What?
I know what you're doing.
What?
He's like, he can't be weak. That's what you're doing.
No, because he is he's a 6 foot plus centre back. I'd be surprised that he's weak. I would expect more from him. Well, you shouldn't. You've got an agenda against him. Your problem.
Not for that.
Ben Godfrey, I'm a big fan of, by the way. And I also always like Man United players that go off somewhere else and they end up coming back, don't they? And they're really good. And they become amazing players and then get bought back by big clubs. So Ben Godfrey, it could definitely happen. And Mark, a.k.a. the boy, White Tooth.
Oh, sweet.
Way back when. Mark. Always with the good questions. His question of the week could be a thing. Anyway, would you guys support a serious limitation to foreign players in teams across Europe? Say 5 per squad, 3 per starting lineup, like Championship Manager 97-98, to level the playing field, disperse the talent across the continent, and encourage more homegrown products.
And bonus, less foreigners in the country. So
Big gammon,
isn't it?
Can we talk about your Twitter account? Should I just get it up? Your Twitter is weird, mate. What's going on here?
I don't know what you mean. What
you do know? Let's just go through some of your recent tweets. It's really... I don't know if you're doing it. Do you know what, actually? I want to let this one sort of like... Let it stay sort of hanging in the air. I don't want you to stop what you're doing. I know you probably wouldn't. But can we just quickly touch on some of your recent tweets? Don't talk about this. But so here's one. So you retweeted a video from some dude on a motorbike.
Doing fist bumps.
Doing fist bumps to people. Yeah. And you said, got emotional watching 2 minutes of Foster bumping.
Did it say Foster bumping?
Yeah.
I should read my tweets back. That's
what you mean fist, don't you? Think I'm on my menopause. Next one is a picture of some artwork saying this is incredible.
It is.
Then something about the Ashes. So cricket, big gammon. More cricket. You getting behind someone who's talking about grammar.
Yeah, it's because there's fucking imbeciles that say should of. Yeah, instead of should have.
Or Foster. Instead of fisting.
Yeah, but that's a fucking
could just be. Yeah, but it could just be a mistake, couldn't it? They could all just be a mistake.
No, because they say of as well.
Okay, this is the one. It's this one, and it's the next. There it is. Right, so this one. Lovely drop from Al.
Oh, mate. That. Why? What are you talking about? How many favourites have I got? 33. 33 likes that. That means I've helped 33 people.
That's not worth a tweet. That's not worth a tweet.
Sorry, mate. How many followers do you have?
11.6. Catching up.
More than I thought. I'm on 16.2, I think, right?
Okay.
How did you get about 4,000 of those followers? You got by following them.
By offering high quality content on a weekly basis.
And then unfollowing them once.
No, that time's gone. I've done that now. I've stopped that. That was for the first like 3K.
I've done this several times, maybe 12 times.
Listen to yourself. Lovely drop from Aldi.
Lovely drop. It's a lovely drop.
Are you mental?
What are you talking about? And,
okay, this is one. This is... You're calling this.
To know about cutting. How to make a cutting. I thought my followers might know. I got the answer I needed.
Then that's one of the good things on Twitter.
You're gonna have any green-fingered up on screen, because they won't know.
That's fine. Any green-fingered people know where I would need to cut this to give it the best chance of growing roots. Mm. Have rooting powder. I've got rooting powder.
Just have a think.
Have a think.
Mate, the difference is that you don't need. I don't need my Twitter account.
You're drifting towards. You know, like.
I'm 38.
You know, I know. But you're drifting towards those people who post too much on Facebook about things that no one cares about.
Do you think?
Drifting towards it.
No, the wine, I get you on the cuttings. I get that, right? But I just needed to know an answer. And I got the answer, right? But
Who am I to judge that?
The wine, I'm always, if I find a lovely drop in Aldi.
You just shared a lovely drop, aren't you?
That's what I'm doing. And that wine, do you drink red wine?
Yeah, sure.
If you've got an Aldi around here, must be one.
A Lidl, I think. What do you mean, must be one? Why do you mean it must be one? Why
is Lidl and Aldi just because they've got four letters in their name? They're completely different supermarkets. That's what I said. I've got Waitrose. No Sainsbury's, though.
Yeah, but different letters, different levels, isn't there? Yeah, Waitrose is a bit posh, isn't it?
Lidl is the worst.
Aldi, is it?
Yeah, Aldi's like, I would say, on level with Morrison's.
Okay. It's not right, but it's okay. We started last week. We were talking about maybe Michael Jackson. Is it okay to listen to him anymore? I'm not sure.
We all agree, no.
No, someone else said it's fine. You can still listen to Off the Wall.
Did anyone respond to the gimmick?
Oh, Stevie.
Yeah.
No one bit on that one.
Is he a gimmick?
Is Stevie Wonder a gimmick? No, he's not. He's one of the greatest musicians of our lifetime. It's not right. It's but it's okay.
Is he better than Adele?
Is he better than Adele? I think he just shades it. Ollie Sean # it's not right, but it's okay. If you've got one, put it in the comments. I enjoyed these. All right, lads. He's saying it's not right, but it's okay. He's still using his girlfriend's Netflix a year after we split. We have similar film and series interests, so she has no clue whatsoever. She mugged me off so she can pay for me to watch Louis Theroux. Fair? It's not right. Is it okay?
It's okay. It's not right, but it's okay. That's the perfect. That is the perfect response. It's fine. Although she could just look at her. There's no way she hasn't noticed either.
Yeah, true. Because you'll see, like, say you're going through.
Yeah, she both liked Louis Theroux. She's like, I haven't watched all of these.
Do you know what I'm watching at the moment? What? Terrace House.
What's that?
Check out Terrace House on Netflix. Just watch one episode. We'll talk about it next week.
What? I don't want to. What's it about? Give me a synopsis.
It's about three guys and three girls looking for love and possibly finding it with each other over time.
That sounds shit.
I think you'll like it. Check it out. Just watch one episode for me.
I might do.
Okay, cheers. Here's another one. George Bates. Oh, sorry, this is the only other one. So we need more. We need more, please. Because this is good.
It's not right. It's okay.
George Bates. It's not right, but it's okay. I piss into a pint glass in the middle of the night because I don't want to walk the whole way to the toilet at 4 a.m. Then in the morning, I wash the glass ready for another night's action.
You said his first and surname.
He wrote his first and surname. That's George Bates.
Oh, I mean, look. Does he fill the pint up with piss and leave it on the floor? Or does he dispense of it somewhere?
Yeah, is it on a dresser?
Yeah, like, is that the word? A pint of piss anywhere in your bedroom is not right and it's not okay.
Yeah, there's going to be splashback, I presume. I guess it depends how.
My little brother, when he was at uni, he was at the very top of a house and the toilet was all the way down the bottom. And he'd never, like, obviously in the middle of the night, you want to walk down the whole thing. So he spent an hour making a contraption where the tube ran all the way down the stairs, down into the toilet and under the toilet seat. He would just stand at the top of the thing and just piss in this tube and it would just go down.
That's brilliant.
He got one of those, but what, the funnel at the top.
Yeah.
Put that in the tube, pissed into the funnel, and it would go all the way down the tube. It's practical.
It's like Willy Wonka.
But the only drawback is he didn't always know there wasn't someone sitting on the toilet. And there was a couple of screams.
That's good though. I quite like that one. But I like the comments from this as well. So someone then went, "That's borderline, mate. Calm down." And then George went, "Fred, I know it's not right, but it's okay." That was good. James Powell, he wanted us to talk about the best beard in the Prem, which made me think about Kike Sanchez Flores, because he's well good looking. Which then made me think about if you had to sleep with a football manager, who would you plump for? Just a thought.
It's a shame Allardyce ain't still managing it.
With moustache or without?
With. Defo. Well, I think it's like the least bad, what? Isn't it? That's what you're thinking.
Yeah. So
how I'm thinking anyway.
The only thing that put me off Sanchez Eddie Flores. L. Did you go with Eddie L?
Yeah, Eddie L.
No, I like the more nice exotic.
Nice tender experience.
Do you think? Oh, I think he'd be really quite cold.
I think he'd be a bottom.
Calculating.
He'd be on the bottom.
Do you think? I did think Pochettino crossed my mind.
It's got to be
Guardiola, like, he'd give you loads of feedback afterwards.
Yeah.
Boring.
He'd just lie on his back. Like, what was that? He's saying, I'd do all my work on the football pitch.
Yeah. He wouldn't be there on time when he booked it because he's still concentrating on football. I thought about Pochettino for a bit. I wouldn't know if he enjoyed it.
No, because you never know what he's fucking talking about. Yeah. His press conferences are crazy.
And I was thinking you wouldn't go near Pochettino because it's a bit too close to home, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't go back from that. It's just going to be awkward afterwards.
He's got a big plate face as well. It's like you literally could get Turkish TV off his face. Stuck him on top of your house.
Let us know which football manager you'd go for if you had to. I've got a list from Best Life. I don't know if we need it or not. I'll read the title. 50 rare events that happen all the time. Best Life.
Right, go on, give me a couple.
I'll give you a couple. The getting struck by lightning. Be sure to head inside the next time storm rolls in, because being struck by lightning is not that uncommon. The odds of being struck in your lifetime, what do you think they are?
1 in 8 million.
3,000. 1 in 3,000.
Bollocks.
This is according to National Geographic. reputable source.
One in 3,000 the chances of you being struck by lightning.
But good news is the National Weather Service has revealed that just 10% of people who are struck by lightning are killed. Shooting stars.
That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
1 in 3,000 seems a bit high.
That means like in any football pit, in any football stadium.
Yeah.
Off this road, there's like five people that have been struck by lightning. Off the road, of course there isn't. Stupid.
That's true.
Fucking nonsense. They're just making shit up.
Okay. Well, that's National Geographic.
No, they've just added that as a...
Shooting stars, is that interesting? Volcanic eruptions, a blue moon, living to 100. Good one for you. More people are living to 100 than ever. No chance.
No chance.
What do you think you'll get to?
54.
Oh, no. Stay, stick around for a minute.
Liver disease, isn't it?
Do you think?
Probably.
Something like that.
Drink too much.
I always thought I'd get bowel cancer.
Why? My granddad died of bowel cancer.
So did mine. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's something. That's probably
brilliant. More people living to 100 than ever before, according to a 2011 report.
It's not fast. That's not interesting.
Okay. 20-year-olds are twice as likely to reach 100. Than their parents. 3 times more likely than their grandparents.
It's because we're eating healthier.
True.
Our lives are easier. There's no world war.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Meeting someone on your birthday. It's quite common, actually.
It's meeting someone on your birthday. What does that mean, Jim?
Meeting a stranger with the same birthday, sorry. Meeting someone with the same birthday as you is always exciting, but isn't always exactly rare.
Not exciting.
In fact, it's pretty much guaranteed to happen in certain circumstances. Mathematicians call this the birthday problem, and they usually phrase it like this: how big of a group of people do you have to assemble before there's a 50-50 chance that two of the people share the same birthday? If you assemble a group of 366 people, there's a 100% probability that two people will have the same birthday, since there are only 365 days in the year.
100%. No, that
excluding leap years.
This is
brilliant.
There's no chance. It's all bollocks.
Dying on your birthday.
No, can I just address that last thing?
Yeah.
There is an absolute chance that there's someone that isn't the same birthday. We get 365 people.
Someone within that group. Two people within that group, there's a 100% chance.
No.
That's what it says.
There can't be.
That's what it says in the article. Why would it lie? Being a twin...
If there's any math bots out there, maybe I'm being stupid or about to be stupid, but there's no chance it can be 100%. Because you need someone on every day to be born on every day.
Yeah, 366 days, isn't it? It's one more than the days in the year. Being a twin, from around 1915 to 1980, about one in every 50 babies, one in 50 is a twin. Would you like to have a twin?
I wouldn't like to have a baby, so two of them would be a fucking nightmare.
Being born with an extra finger or toe. Most people have both 5 fingers on each hand and 5 toes on each foot. But being born polydactyly, as it's technically called, isn't all that rare. 1 out of every 500.
There's a
500 has got a... What? So someone in your school, probably...
It's got 12 toes.
Walking around with an extra toe.
They're just making shit up, aren't they?
Being born... Look at the picture of him being born without a kidney. It's hilarious.
That's
enough, isn't it?
That's enough. Bernardo Silva got 6 toes.
On
feet. There's a high profile pro footballer with 6 toes.
Only on the James and Flav for Now podcast.
Apparently, Nicolas Otamendi's wife has 6 toes.
So, close then.
Very close when you get
me. Yeah.
And Megan McKenna, who's that?
Who?
Megan McKenna.
Never heard of.
Creepy, isn't it? 6 toes.
Here you go. Finn Gilmore, going back to the start of the pod. Is this too much? The unexplored sexual tension between you two has been the one thing missing in my life for 4 months. Welcome home.
It's not... Like, what is it, this sexual tension thing? We're just two heterosexual guys that get on with each other.
It really is as simple as that.
You're a very simple human being. Whoever said that?
Or...
I mean, I get a joke, and I know you're joking, but I think some people do think that there's an underlying... Like, we're due a bumming, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, one every 366 days. One of us will bum someone.
It's 100% probably.
Finally, almost professional sports is the final one, which I think was too much, but it could have been a joke.
Okay.
Football has officially come home. Too much.
In a way,
it has. Some people meeting you for the first time, Flav, last week on the pod.
Yeah, there's been. See, I was under the impression that just that you hadn't generated any come from other people.
But yeah. Not true. You got Chew Geordie's audience, Stephen Tries audience.
Mate, they're all fucking shared audiences anyway. Yeah. What did they say, Jim?
They said so. If you are
anything nice.
So I thought this might be good. If you are meeting Flav for the first time, and you weren't aware of the podcast we used to do, then give us a review of Flav. James Boswell met you for the first time last week.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's weird. They didn't meet me. They watched it on YouTube.
They became friends with you last week.
My little boy keeps calling me a YouTuber.
Thoughts?
I've always felt uncomfortable with that.
I know you have. I know, yeah.
But that because I was watching Us back. Mm. I do that sometimes. A lovely drop of red wine.
Yeah, from Aldi.
Aldi's lovely red wine. Okay. And I watch the pod sometimes.
Sorry, yes. Okay,
it's fine.
My
missus catches me and goes, "You're watching yourself. On YouTube."
Yeah, I do.
I'm not. Assessing my performance.
So you should. The 2 days after the pod, things come up in conversation with the missus. That I go, "Oh, Flav said this or on the pod," and I know she hates it, but I can't help it.
Why does she hate it?
Because of the sexual touch. I don't know.
I must have sent her a message on LinkedIn if this carries on.
Yeah, you should see her profile picture on LinkedIn.
She finally added me as a friend on Facebook.
Actually, that's great. That's good.
Just so.
We are in her home now. Ready for the best. Hey, you're on the wall. Jane Boswell said, "This is the first."
just for a record, that isn't just a picture of me.
Yes, just Flav like that. If someone can draw that, I will put it there. Just Flav. Flav topless with a towel, like in a sauna. Topless. Or like a Greek god. This was the first time I've seen Flav on this channel. Top bloke. Did do the process together. Check that out.
That was easy.
Romeo Cruz, who's a good supporter of the channel.
I knew that already, to be fair.
Romeo Cruz?
No.
What?
I'm a top bloke.
Yeah. First time I've been exposed to Flav, and he's hilarious. Great pod, dude. Excited for this.
I'm not hilarious. It's ridiculous.
No, yeah. No one's too much. Yeah. Sorry, I should put that in.
Yeah, too much.
Pull that in too much.
no one's ever gone, "That Flav, he's hilarious."
Hilarious.
He's absolutely hilarious. No one has ever said that. Ever.
If that happened, right? So you're at a wedding, you met someone, Ollie met someone.
I probably shag.
And then afterwards, she sort of gave you a review of them.
Shag.
And they really like them, but you weren't sure. Would you leave it? Would you go? Or would you go?
So you're talking your other half. You met someone. They really liked them.
So and the, I met this. Flav at the wedding. Yeah, it was Sandra. He was hilarious. Would you let that go if you thought he wasn't?
I'd probably go. He wasn't. I wasn't.
We do this brilliant game after wedding. I went to a wedding last week actually.
Oh yeah,
it's my first.
Yeah. Can we play it? You're so drunk.
Oh, was I?
Actually, can't.
No, can't. Can't play. It was my first lesbian wedding.
Really?
Yep. It was.
At least the one. Is that the one you turned?
Yep. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
You're welcome. You turned her over to the other side.
She reached the pinnacle and tried something different. I understand.
Or she realised she's definitely gay.
Maybe. Oh yeah.
And it's probably because you were the gateway.
Do you know what? I don't want to get into this too much, but
why were you the gateway there?
Because some people unfairly suggest I look like the stereotypical picture of a lesbian.
A butch lesbian.
That said, actually, I wanted to get my hair cut. I got my hair cut, thanks for noticing, Flav. I went and I said, I was wary of going because I wanted it short on the sides, but I was nervous because I didn't want to highlight the fact that sometimes I can look like that, right?
So
I went...
so this is, you're still conscious on your
yeah.
Mate, it's only if you wear a hat.
It's that the only it? Time.
That's yeah. not true. I don't wear hats in videos.
Oh.
I think it's I think it's when I get a bit chubby, which I currently am at the moment. So, right, anyway, I went and I was like, I think the important thing for me was that the you know the like you can have it high or low or wherever, right? Mm. I was like, can you have it low? I'll make sure I have it low, like so there.
The fade low,
quite short. The low. Fade low, yeah. And look how high he's done it. And I walked out.
You don't look like a lesbian at the moment.
It was a lovely ceremony. Do you like wedding?
If I know the people, I hate being invited to the wedding like as a plus one.
Right. It was good. There are a couple of differences. One was so the feminine, more feminine lesbian. There were gender roles. We were intrigued. We were going to see like how will it fit, and obviously I'd imagine it's probably different for the different styles of the women involved. Mm-hmm. But in this pairing, there's one that's a bit more of a tomboy, I guess, and one that's very feminine. So they had brides mates for the more tomboy one, and they all wore sort of suits,
right.
and brides babes. For the,
so they
for
didn't
the,
have groom, they didn't have like...
Yeah, because that's what I was like, are they going to walk down together? Like, how does it work? I was confused. But it was quite similar to general gender roles. One thing that the woman had to say at the end was, she didn't go, I now pronounce you wife and wife. She went, you are now married. Which I didn't feel was as...
Do I get to choose?
I don't know.
Because she probably, I would imagine the more of the more masculine... Is that the way to say it? Is that offensive?
Yeah.
More masculine of the two, the more boyish one, would perhaps not want to be... So that some might not want to be described as wife and wife. Maybe. I don't know. Did you see Sam Smith came out as... Has changed the pronoun?
Yeah, he doesn't... Was he gender fluid? Should we have a look?
Is it in... I don't know what the terminology is, but he doesn't identify as a male or a female.
Yes.
That's and now it. That you have to refer to him as they or them.
Yeah. So are you okay with that?
Of course I'm okay with it.
Non-binary gender.
Yeah, it doesn't harm anybody, but it is confusing.
I am changing my pronouns, he's announced.
Yeah.
They and them.
That's because that's weird, because that sounds like he's got split personality. They need to find a new pronoun for someone who feels that way than they or them. See, it seems like it's jarring to the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, the grammar doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But whatever you need.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I mean, don't keep it. I don't mind, but...
Today is a good day. So here goes. I've decided I'm changing my pronouns to they and them. People feel how they feel.
Yes, they do.
Is that crack on?
That is profound.
Perfect. Thank you.
I
get that on the James and Flav fan page. Bloody love that guy. Makes my day when it comes across our thing. Can we have a... Is that the same as the... You know, you've seen all these out of context things?
Got one. I told
you. Got one. Sorry. Rory's got one as well now. It's really good.
What, out of context, Rory?
Yeah, it's really funny. But I wanted... we kind of got that already with the...
You can't ask for one, mate.
Can you not? No. I know I don't want one, mate. I feel like I'm being left out.
Mate, can one of you... I'll ask. Can one of you set up an out of context...
No, you shouldn't. You mustn't.
An out of context... What, James Alcott? Or...
I was more on the podcast. I thought it'd be... God knows what's going to make it into this podcast and what won't. But anyway, shh, no. The new bit, well, words you can't use anymore. perfect link. Can't think of an example, it's in my head. I was saying aplomb last week. Sick of it.
Oh.
Get rid. James Allen got in the comments, so if there's a word that you're sick of and you don't want it anymore, especially in football.
Lost his virginity recheally.
James Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, well, three cheers for James Allen.
Hey.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip. Hooray. Hip hip. Hooray. Hooray. Fantastic news. Yeah. Hope it went well.
I think it was him.
Okay, yeah. I have this massive issue with using this phrase in general and especially in football.
Not just his loss of journey, he's in a full-blown relationship.
That's fantastic.
Much better.
Yeah, that's good because everybody knows first time ain't great. But then after that, it gets better. I'm sure too much. Using this phrase in general and especially in football, but maybe it's because I'm not from England. The phrase is... It's one of them, isn't it?
It's one of them. It is what it is.
Just gets on my nerves so much. Is it one of them? Is it? I'm not angry.
Sometimes it is one of them.
It's just one of them, isn't it?
It's one of them.
It is one of them sometimes.
These are cliches that need to be made redundant because they mean nothing. But generally people use them as a kind of a delaying tactic so they can process their thoughts properly.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, they go, it's one of them, isn't it? It's one of them, it is what it is. Mm. And then they give their actual opinion.
Yes, yeah, true. It's a delaying tactic. Good point. So, yeah, maybe don't be so angry, James. Maybe try and understand a little bit.
It's just one of them.
It's just one of them, isn't it? Joe, phrase in football that needs to go. The league being referred to as the bread and butter. Does that make you feel anything?
The bread and butter.
Let's get back to the league now. Get back to the bread and butter.
Well, well, you know what that bread and butter is. Do you know what it means? It means the phrase. It's like your. That's the bulk of your money, or the mainstays. That makes sense.
Mm.
But it's, I like the fact that these people are picking up lazy English and trying to eradicate it.
That's the aim of the game. That's one of them. To suggest it's in some way superior or should be the priority, though, that's his annoyance at it.
I don't know if...
Yeah, I kind of understand that, actually. The belittling of cup competitions winds me up. But we'll get to that when it gets to the third round. People wonder if the magic's gone. When teams have a big cup or European tie and then players and coaches go, but it's Brighton at home first, that's our bread and butter. Get rid, he says. Matt Bradbury is saying the opposite of getting rid of words in football, but on a local radio commentary for Saints, when two players on the same team hesitate instead of putting their foot through the ball and the teammate, it's referred to as a bit of after you, Claude. And I, for one, want more of that.
It's
a bit of after you, Claude.
So, like you pause to let someone through the door or something like that.
Who's Claude?
I don't know.
And Jack, 28, August, probably his birthday. It's not right. That's your birthday, isn't it? 31st. My birthday's 28th of April.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not right, but it's okay. That's different. That's a bit from another one.
Let's do it.
It's not right, but it's okay to appreciate it when you get undertaken stylishly. If someone undertakes you dangerously or just badly, it really fucks me off. But if someone does it stylishly with a bit of cheek, then I love it.
I love arrogance when you can pull something off. I mean, like boxing in a ring, like Nassim Hamid. I loved it, like, because he could back it up and he was so class.
Mm.
It's almost like...
Yeah, yeah, it's endearing somehow.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, well, you've got the skills to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So, fair enough. Yeah. He came on a flying carpet once.
Yeah. Mm. His career was funny.
Well, he won everything and then lost to Barrera, who it turned out to be an elite.
Really? But then, I swear he was just like unbeatable, one of the biggest stars in the world, and he just disappeared.
He lost, and I don't think he fought again. He might have fought one more. I'm not sure. I didn't follow boxing fervently then, but he got his soul taken basically by Barrera. But as we know now, Barrera's incredible.
Sharp news.
I haven't got any news, but I can give you some more facts and knowledge.
That's fine. Well, because James, the James and Flav fan page, is asking for more of Flav's fascinating sharp knowledge. Garrett.
Yeah, I'm the Garrett.
Heil.
He used to be our.
Yeah, not anymore. Even on his name, he's got rid of that.
It's just Garrett. For Fan League. Yeah.
That's weird. Hi, y'all. Don't punch a shark in the face. Disagreeing with what you said last week.
Nose on the nose.
Face, he said.
It hasn't got a face, really, has it?
Yeah. It's got two eyes, it's got mouth, it's got nose.
What's the reason why?
Okay, let's know, Garrett. James McGill, just checking, a couple of years ago I was on holiday in Malaysia when spending a day on the beach and in the sea, someone shouted that there were sharks in the water, and as I looked below myself I saw a rather large shark beneath me.
Oh my god.
As I started to swim to the shore, I saw a group of smaller sharks swimming by people's feet. To my relief, when I researched about sharks in the area, it turns out they were completely harmless to humans.
Well, what sharks were they?
Let us know, James.
That's true. There are only about maybe 8 or 9, maybe more, a couple more, that pose any risk to human beings.
So why are you researching them? You're buying into the disappointing narrative on sharks.
No, I'm not.
Just let them crack on. Let them crack on with their stuff.
I do.
Why are you looking them up all the time? Is something else in your life?
What? It's fascinating. It's madness. I'm interested.
It's weird.
You can't get over this, can you?
You're fascinated with football, and it's one of the most geeky things you can do.
I think it's well good.
It's geeky.
It's important.
We all geek.
Changes lives.
So sharks.
Yeah. You got any shark news this week?
No, I've got some information, some interesting information that you might like to know about. Bull sharks. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they?
They're aggressive.
Are they?
Yeah. If you're most likely to get attacked by a bull shark than any other shark. All right. They're not very big. They're about as big as you.
Okay.
But they are as aggressive as a shark gets, right?
Also known as the Zambezi shark, right? Mm. From Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's fascinating about bull sharks is they can swim in salt water and fresh water.
That's so interesting.
Well, it is interesting because bull sharks have been found up to 1,000 miles inland in America. Meaning if you're having a little dip in a freshwater river...
This
there could be a bull shark in there.
There's something deeper going on here. There's something like dark, like you're a bit dark, aren't you? Like horror films, you like kind of like dark music and books and stuff.
I like dark books, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a similar thing. Because you're not interested in sharks.
I love sharks.
You're interested in the idea of a shark killing someone. That is the truth. Have you seen the new teddy bears off the coast of Nicaragua? Nicaragua, yeah. It's done for that in the comments. But the point is if it was like a soft, cuddly teddy bear or an elephant. Are you into elephants?
Not really.
They're fantastic. They've got nose hands.
Yeah, more people
mind-blowing.
Die from...
I struggled with animals, you see. Yeah. And I went to Thailand and we went and saw elephants. And they were lovely and cute. I couldn't touch them. Because that's a nose hand.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Imagine if you just went, are you finished with that? That's mad. I can't get, that's the amazing thing about animals. Stuff like that. Not just the shark. You're not interested in sharks. You're interested in sharks killing. It's true, isn't it?
No.
There's truth in that.
No. No, listen. Anybody, there's a reason why so many people are interested in sharks, and there's lots and lots of people. They have Shark Week every week, every year on the Discovery Channel. Right?
Yeah.
So there must be viewers watching it for them to do it every year, right? So there are lots of people watching TV programs about sharks.
Yeah.
That stems primarily from fear in the first instance.
Mm.
So my first experience of it was watching Jaws when I was a kid. Still my favourite film.
Never seen it.
What?
Never seen it. Is it good, is it? It's probably dated really bad now.
No, it's not. It's terrifying still.
Okay.
Really watch it. I watched Jaws.
You watched Terrace House.
Right.
That'd be a good thing. You're going to hate Terrace House.
Yeah, and then so it comes from fear, but then the more you understand, you realise that they're not scary at all. People free swim with great whites. It happens. You know, it's not. And if they attack you, it's generally the shark is sick, massively hungry, it's suffering from starvation.
Yeah.
What
do you like about them?
They're monsters, aren't they? They're real life monsters that live on our planet. What's not to like? They are killing machines.
Yeah.
If you are a seal or a little fish.
Okay.
Generally, we're safe.
Let's finish off with some platonic fantasies, which I've now realised that if you call them asexual fantasies, you could just call it a sexual fantasy. And that's going to confuse people when we read them out because they won't be sexual.
And they'll be disappointed, probably.
Maybe. But if we say their full name, then it's not embarrassing for us. Jamie Carnan. Fantasy, and I thought this was good, to be able to experience 5 things from the past for the first time again.
Banging.
Really good. Oh. Like discovering Championship Manager 97-98 again, or eating a Roy of the Rovers chew bar. Never heard of a Roy of the Rovers chew bar. Showing your age there, Jamie, maybe. Don't know. But I thought that was good. If there are 5 things you could experience again for the first time.
Do you know what just pops into my head? It's the... probably my first proper girlfriend. We went to Chessington World of Adventures.
I used to go there all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and but it was cool because it's like
Ramses Revenge.
Yeah, and the bubble machine.
Vampire.
No, there's none of that because I was quite young. I was about 14 or something. Okay. And just holding hands. It was such a simple time.
Lovely.
Just holding hands was like electric.
Yes. That was good. That's the thing. That's the word I was thinking. Electric.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like you're like radiating.
Not
a bit
from there.
Hormones.
No. It's just like it's just you know walking around your mates
with the girl, your first proper girlfriend holding hands. That was a great day. I remember it.
Amazing. That is good. Mm. That is good, isn't it? So yeah, give us a list in the comments. 5 things you'd love to do again. This is my weird brain. I actually went to things that more like foods. Do you ever have foods that you had as a kid and then you try them again when you're older and they're just rubbish?
Most, yeah.
Like rusks.
You shouldn't remember eating rusks.
Rusks. And do you know those? They're like marshmallow. Like, are they tea cakes?
Yeah. Shit.
Wagon wheels. So good. Wagon wheels. Oh crap.
That's shit.
It's so rubbish. And do you know what? Generally, Ribena was like everything, and Fanta as well. Fanta was everything, and now shit. It's. Like, I just don't. No, doesn't work
one
for me.
One thing that has been a mainstay in my life. Vimto. Love it. Attempt.
Yeah, Vimto is good.
Love it. Attempt.
Ethan Gilsonan. Eddie Hearn out of context. That is so good. Yes. That is so good.
Sorry about
that. Ethan Gilsonan, asexual fantasy. Knee slide on a Premier League pitch. I have conflicting views on this because I agree with you, but I also believe that it needs to be banned now.
Why?
Because we're not seeing any new celebrations. Do you remember like in the good years? When you had Ravinelli, you had Klinsmann doing stuff, people picking their shirts off, people doing all sorts of stuff. Look, we're missing that joy. Because everyone just goes, it's just a bit old.
What's your favourite celebration? What's the worst, actually? Robbie Keane's was pretty bad.
Robbie Keane's was dire, wasn't it? It was rubbish. Shearer's was overrated.
Was it ever rated?
But people were like, it's not funny. Because I just love it when he sticks his arm in the air.
He's a boring man anyway, and he's it's an extension of his personality.
True. The one thing like my dad says all the time is like, a proper goal scorer doesn't really celebrate. Just so you know.
Yeah, it's just like
which is true.
It's just what I do, innit.
Yeah, it's just what another one.
What I said, boring. A
bit full of it now.
Harry Kane's is pretty boring. Jumps up and just goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ronaldo's I don't like.
Like, it's the worst. It's so cringe-worthy.
Yes! Look at my name.
It's like, mate, you are creepy. Very creepy.
It's turning into... You could swap... If you could put a robot into... Like an engine into a Madame Tussauds Ronaldo, you could swap him and Ronaldo. He just looks a bit plasticky, doesn't he?
He does. You know what else is like... And another question for you lot out there is... Have you ever had an experience at a football match where you've behaved in a completely irrational way? And I'll give you a moment. We know about you. Spitting.
I threw 9 pieces of chewing gum.
When Spurs played Real Madrid, Champions League, Wembley, season 4 last, there was a kid in a Real Madrid kit. And I fantasised about punching him right in the fucking face.
Mm. So that's your lot. I do have a bit actually at the end. How can we make some money out of this? Which I don't think will be a long running bit.
Not
because the money's going to come flying in. You know what I mean? Someone did ask actually. Charles said, put a total of how much money you've made from ads on screen. Yeah. Happy to do that. I can tell you how much we made this week.
On the last pod.
We gave him a freebie, didn't we? We said no ads this week.
There was ads at the start.
Yeah, that doesn't count, is it? During, isn't it?
Is it that's where the money is?
Yeah, that's where that. Yeah, well, it's just the more you put in and the more they watch.
Can you put unskippable ads?
Yeah, I think so.
But no one does that.
I try not to.
Seems like an
I don't have it on.
Arsenal.
Yeah. I haven't got that clicked on. It just seems a bit muggy. But I'll reveal how much we made last week not having ads. And next time, if I see a huge spike, because I'll put some ads in this week, because we... do some money, can we? And if it's really good, then I will reward you by letting you know how much money we're making from the podcast.
Some reward.
Transparent.
Yeah.
So the last week did well. Pod 15k, which I'm pleased with. Watch time well above my average. Look at that. Incredible.
Is that
that's
good?
That's the watch time.
What were you not saying?
It's really over 300,000 minutes of watch time.
A lot, isn't it?
It's very good. Too much, really. $18.
It's really hard to make a career out of YouTube.
Hard than you think. People think, oh, we're making so much money.
There's no money.
But we are thinking about...
There is ways for people that are big fans.
And for us, to keep the dream alive.
I can't believe I just said that. For people who like the pod, like listening, right? Or watching.
Mm.
There will be ways to get additional content.
Yes. And we're going to look into that.
We'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you for watching or listening this far. The podcast is on iTunes and on Acast and on any podcast provider and on Spotify, which is incorporated in the sense I said before when I said every podcast provider. Thanks for listening. Hit the like button. Get involved as ever. Thanks. Bye. A bit loving it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.